We're talking with all of the nominees for Best Children's Album, the Grammy Awards, and I'm really pleased to have Elizabeth Mitchell here. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I'm really happy to have you here because Little Seed is just a terrific album you put together as part of the 100th birthday celebration of Woody Guthrie, an album that takes some of his songs that we've heard before as well as some that we've never heard before and put them together. It's called Little Seed, Songs for Children by Woody Guthrie. Tell us a little bit about the genesis of that CD, why it is that you came to do it.
Well, you know, Woody Guthrie's music that he created for children really set me on the path that I'm on now. I found a copy of his album, Songs to Grow On for Mother and Child, in a record store 20 years ago, when I was 24, just walking around a record store looking for new music, or old music, as it were, and I happened upon this beautiful vinyl 10-inch copy of this record, and it just seemed so beautiful and mysterious to me. The song titles, you know, jumped out, things like Little Sack of Sugar and Grassy Grass Grass, and I thought, you know, that sounded like some poetry that I might really enjoy. And so I took it home, and it really changed the way that I thought about music for children, and inspired me to take the songs into the classroom because I was teaching at the time. And that really, you know, really was the beginning for everything for me.
Let's take a listen to one, and then we'll come back and talk some more. Elizabeth Mitchell is nominated for her album called Little Seed, Songs for Children by Woody Guthrie.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Hoodoo, hoodoo, 7, 21, 2. Hey, stack, ho, stack, hey, diddle, up, da. Hi, fuck, hello, chicken, 99, 0. Sidewalk, streetcar, dance, a goop, dance. Choo, 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 chicka, chicka, choo, 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 chicka, chicka, choo, 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 chicka, chicka, choo, 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 chicka, chicka, choo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 55, 56, 57, man, little man, fat man, skinny man, grasshopper, green snake, hold my hand. Mama cat, tom cat, diapers on the clothesline, 2, 4, 6, 0, wire on the high. The crazy man, lazy girl, pony on the tin can, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Choo 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 choo, chicka chicka choo choo, choo 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 choo, chicka chicka choo choo, choo 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 choo, chicka chicka choo choo, choo 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 choo, chicka chicka choo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, B, C, D, E, F, G. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That's Elizabeth Mitchell at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me a little bit about how that song made it on the album, Elizabeth. Was that one you knew was going to be there?
Well, that was one of the last ones I think we did for the record. And the funny thing about that one was, you know, I listened to the recording from the songs to go on for Mother and Child of Woody Guthrie singing the song, trying to decipher what those crazy words that we were saying, and I sat there with a pencil and kept rewinding and rewinding and really tried to figure it out, because it's, you know, it's kind of crazy. And I did my best, and I thought I had interpreted it, you know, properly. And then one day I was doing some other research and happened upon, you know, the song list on his website. And I guess, that, you know, I had looked it up with like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, because that's what it's called, as if the word one was written out. But it's actually the very first song listed in the whole Woody Guthrie archive, because it starts with the number one. And there were the lyrics right there.
That's funny.
I had gotten them almost exactly, with just a couple of exceptions. I love that song.
You added it to the folk process a little bit.
Yes, I did. The folk tradition lives on.
Where do you make your home?
We live in Woodstock, New York.
And I know your daughter, is her name Story?
That's right, Story, S-T-O-R-E-Y.
Yeah, Story and your husband and you play together sometimes. And I assume you're still doing that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're very much a family band.
That's great. And
yeah.
It's got to be exciting to have this album be Grammy nominated. And from what I understand, I know you were a nursery school teacher. Maybe you still are. I'm not sure. But is that what led you to discovering music for kids, or was it something else?
Yeah, no, it was definitely teaching. I got a job teaching at the Roosevelt Island Day Nursery School in Manhattan out of college. And, you know, because I was just drawn to working with children, but I didn't know that it would also intersect with my, you know, lifelong love of music. But I found the Woody Guthrie album during my time teaching, and I sang those songs with the kids, and they responded so strongly. And at that time, as most times, the kids that I was teaching, most of the music I think they were listening to at home was, you know, Disney soundtracks and such, which is all fine and definitely has its place. But folk music, I don't think, was as much a part of their lives. And so singing those songs with them in the classroom was so exciting, and it was, you know, way more inspiring to me than, you know, going out and playing shows in nightclubs, which I was also doing at the time. I kept being at shows at night thinking, wonder what my kids would think of this, you know, my students. So it definitely was something that I wanted to pursue as a lifelong path.
Have any of your students come back to you to talk about how you expose them to different kinds of music like this?
Well, actually, one of my students became my goddaughter, and she was the school where I was teaching was part of a community where a lot of people who work at the United Nations live, because it's sort of this little small town island in the middle of New York City. So I had students from all over the world, and one of my students' family was from Uganda, and so she's just got married this year, which I can't quite believe, but she's been a big part of our lives, and she has sung on some recordings, and she appeared in we made a video for the song Shoo Lailu, and she's there. She's Story's, you know, best friend in the world. They're kind of God sister, soul sisters, but yeah, that's also been exciting, too.
I'll bet. What's her name?
Yeah, JoJo. She's the one with, there's a song, we recorded a song called Freight Train on our first record, and we sing about going to Africa to see JoJo, and that's my goddaughter.
Yeah, I should mention Elizabeth has had remarkable success. How many recordings have you had out now?
Okay, I'd have to count.
Oh, yeah.
You're my flower, you're my sunshine, you're my little bird, and then Sunny Day, Little Seed, Blue Clouds. So I guess there's six that I did on my own, and then there's Catch the Moon that I did with Lisa Loeb.
Yeah, it's you really have had a great career. Let's listen to another one. This one's called Rattle My Rattle, and it's one you might remember, and then we're going to come back for one last bit of a chat with Elizabeth Mitchell. Her album is called Little Seed.
Rattle, 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 rattle my rattle, rattle, rattle my rattle, rattle, skittle my scattle, cattle, riddle, 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 riddle my riddle, uptown, downtown, rattle my right, hold my rattle, shake my rattle, bang my rattle, on my head, riddle, riddle, soap, little jingle, jingle, honey, see, rattle my rattle, rattle, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Rattle my rattle, rattle, rattle my blue rattle, rattle my yellow rattle on my head. Tingle my ningle, tingle, beetle my needle, but rattle my skittle, daddle, pretty easy, please. Please. Skittle my rattle, rattle, rattle my riddle, riddle, riddle my riddle, rattle pretty. as you please. Riddle, 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 wee. Uptown, downtown, little my right. Riddle, 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 riddle. Rattle my, rattle, rattle, rattle my right. Rattle, rattle, riddle. Rattle, rattle, riddle. Rattle, rattle, rattle. Skittle my skittle. Riddle, riddle, riddle. Riddle, I'm a riddle. Uptown, downtown, rattle my right.
That's so well done. You really sound a little bit like Woody Guthrie as you sing that song.
Oh, thank you.
Woody loved children so much. Some people are just learning that, but when you read his books and take a look at his doodles and drawings, he really loved kids. And in a lot of ways, in many ways, a very childlike man. In terms of his native creativity and just how he lived his life. How did you hook up with Smithsonian Folkways?
Oh, Smithsonian Folkways, well, that was actually, I have to thank my good friend Dan Zanes for that, because they met him at some point at some event and reached out to him and said, you know, we really want to bring in some new children's music performers, and because that's been such a huge legacy for Folkways, putting out artists like Lead Belly's children's record and Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie and Ella Jenkins, of course. And you know, he had his own label that he was running, but said, you know what, I would really recommend my friend Elizabeth Mitchell. And so I will always be very grateful to Dan for that, because it's been a great fit, and I really enjoy working with them, and we just really share, an approach to making records, and I still pinch myself. I can't believe that I get to record for Smithsonian Folkways.
Yeah, it really is something, part of a long, long legacy. And if you don't know the Smithsonian Folkways label, all of their recordings, if they're not in print, they generally will create a one-off on a CD for you if you're doing research, and a mm-hmm. wonderful resource. And that's the label on which you will find Little Seed, Songs for Children by Woody Guthrie. It's Elizabeth Mitchell's release, and it's nominated for Best Grammy, for Grammy Award for Best Children's Album. I was talking earlier this morning about how great it is to do things live, and that's why. You never know never know what might come out of your mouth sometimes.
Yeah.
How did you find out that you were nominated or that you were a finalist?
Well, I didn't even know that the nominations were happening that day. I was, blissfully ignorant, and I was in my kitchen baking cookies with my daughter. We were making Christmas cookies, and it was kind of late at night. It was one of those moments where you say, well, we could go to bed right now, or we could bake Christmas cookies. It was just one of those crazy nights. And so she and I were in the kitchen, with rolling pins and flour and dough, and the phone rang, and it was my dad. And he said, you got it. And I said, got what? And he said, a nomination, a Grammy nomination. And so I was very, very grateful and very, very surprised.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, good luck.
Yeah, it was nice.
Good luck, and I hope you'll keep in touch. Is there anything else you'd like to pass along to folks listening?
Well, no, I just say hi, and I love Pittsburgh. I can't wait to come back again. I was there many years ago. I love the beautiful yellow bridges. We played a show at the Andy Warhol Museum many years ago, but we haven't played a children's music show yet there, so I hope that's in the cards.
We'd love to have you here. You're a short. The Andy Warhol Museum is just a couple blocks from where I'm sitting right now,
cool.
So we'd love
cool.
to see you here.
Yeah, we stayed at this beautiful old hotel, and I just found the whole experience very charming.
Oh, great. Well, Elizabeth Mitchell, thank you, and good luck.
Thank you.